Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents Wausau East Baseball. East Baseball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glenray Radiators, Co-Vantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Cloverbelt Credit Union, Marshfield Clinic, and Intercity State Bank. Now with the play-by-play, Tom King.
Well, good evening and welcome to Jack Torzani Field at Wausau East and Wisconsin Valley Conference baseball action, where tonight the Lumberjacks take on the Spash Panthers, the first of our doubleheader here. Our second game has D.C. Everest traveling to Marshfield to play the Tigers, and Chris Conley will have the call of that one when we are done here. But the Lumberjacks will try to bounce back a loss to the D.C. Everest Evergreens on Friday night. They were scheduled to play Medford in a non-conference game last night. That was rained out. And boy, with the heavy rains we had yesterday and up until early this morning, there was some question of whether this game would be played as well. They did a lot of work on the field, used a lot of turfus, and it's not optimal, but we will have baseball here. The home plate area and mound looked fine. The problem is in the infield, especially the middle infield. Pretty soggy, and they've been working on that for about the last couple of hours really hard to get it ready to play. And we will have baseball. East is taking infield as we speak. The Lumberjacks will try to slow down this Spash Express, which hasn't lost since April 26. That was a non-conference game against Denmark, 6-4. But since then, they have reeled off nine straight wins, including a doubleheader sweep of La Crosse Central this past Saturday down at Buchholz Park. They beat Central 8-1 and 2-1. And in the Valley, they've been rolling as well. They are unbeaten in the Valley Conference and have an overall record of 16-2. And they will send Aaron Nickel to the mound today, a very deep pitching staff for this Spash Panther squad. Lumberjacks lost their first game down at Stevens Point earlier this year by a score of 6-0. It was an interesting game because East was in it for much of the game, and in fact, a lot of the runs scored by Stevens Point got on base because of the Lumberjack pitcher's wildness. There were eight walks in that game and three hit batsmen, and the Spash took advantage of that and was able to push across two runs in the third inning and three runs in the fifth. A huge home run from Andrew Ruzick in that one over the pine trees in left field at Buchholz Park proved to be the difference. Lumberjacks, though, couldn't get any offense going against Austin Schulfer, Aaron Nickel, and Lee, who came in relief for Spash, shut down East. They only managed two hits in that game, both by Willie Brand, and they left eight runners on base. So we'll see if the offense can get something going here today against the Stevens Point Panthers and to try to pull the upset here and give Spash their first loss of this conference season. We'll take a timeout, come back, and give you the starting lineups and get set to go here in just a few minutes. It's the Lumberjacks and Stevens Point High School Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan alone at CCU, and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates, and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Clover Belt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
This is Race Day on Fox, the fastest 2 hours in motorsports.
I want to hear from you, the race fans out there.
With Rob D'Amico.
Gary Hill is our guest. Obviously, you've taken very special moments in racing and converted that onto, you know, a canvas. Talk about that a little bit.
I grew up going to the races. I literally do not remember life without a race car. And in the 70s, the passion was so great that I pursued a racing career. But like so many people in motorsports, all of us wanted to be race car drivers, but we can't all be race car drivers, so we get slotted in the sport in other ways. I always have some artistic talent, and I put that talent together with my love of motorsports, and for 30 years I've been able to make a career out of it, and it's been a blessing.
Race Day on Fox.
Start your engine!
All the time.
With Rob D'Amico.
Sunday mornings at 6 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
We are
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizzani Field as we get set for this first matchup in our doubleheader today. Everest and Marshfield coming up next. The Lumberjacks come in with a record of 5-8 overall, 2-5 in the conference. And the two wins, both coming against the Wausau West Warriors, including last week, a 4-2 win over West here at Jack Torrizzani Field on Thursday. But they couldn't sustain the wins as they went to Everest on Friday and lost 7-2. It's just been a tale of inconsistency and not being able to put together seven total innings. They'll have an inning here and there where things will fall apart. There'll be some errors, there'll be some walks, and then the offense not able to generate much in some of these games as well. And those have been the problems the Lumberjacks have faced so far this season. Tomorrow, the coaches will get together and seed the tournament, which begins on Tuesday, June 3rd, and the coaches, sectional number two, will get together in at DC Everest tomorrow and go over how the pairings will shake out. And there are 12 teams in the sectional. We'll get first-round byes, and the other teams will play the games on Tuesday, June 3rd. The teams in the sectional from here in central Wisconsin, it's Wausau East and Wausau West. Also Merrill, D.C. Everest, and Anago. And from the eastern part of the state, Ashwaubenon, Bayport, Green Bay Southwest, New London, Pulaski, and then Shawano is in there as well, and Rhinelander. Rhinelander is in this sectional as well. And those coaches will get together tomorrow and determine the seeds. We'll know later tomorrow, and we'll have them for you on our website when we get those announcements as to who will play when. And those first games for the teams that don't have byes will be Tuesday, June 3rd. Also, as we mentioned, the Spanish Panthers coming in with a record of 16-2. They are 9-0 in the conference, and they have really been a juggernaut. And it's because they're just loaded with really good, experienced players. And then you sprinkle in some really good young players as well. And you can understand why Spash is able to put together the record that they have. When you're talking about a senior-laden team with guys like John Barnes, Aaron Winch, Jake Slowinski, they've got Michael Fralick, he's a senior, Andrew Kleismith, also Cal Giese, Mitch Malik, the catcher, solid part of this team, and Aaron Nickel, who will be on the mound today. And then you mix in some of these juniors, like an Andrew Ruzick, Trevor Anderson, the basketball star, who's going only a sophomore. He's going to start at shortstop today for this squad. And also, when you talk about pitching, and you can run out Austin Schulfer, who is already committed to UW-Milwaukee, and then you've got Nickel behind him, Giese and Alex Lee. That's a pretty formidable four starting pitchers that they can roll out there against any team. And it'll be interesting to see down the stretch here. Spash finishes up with a couple of non-conference doubleheaders the next two Saturdays. They've got Ashwaubenon coming to Buchholz Park this Saturday for a twin bill. And then they will finish on May 31st, a doubleheader at Neenah High School. Neenah always a very strong baseball program as well. In between, they still have some Valley games against Marshfield this coming Thursday. They've got Merrill next week and also a non-conference game against Anago down in Stevens Point as well. For the Lumberjacks, they will hit the road for Merrill on Thursday in a doubleheader. They'll be making up a game that was rained out earlier this year, and will play at 2 at Merrill on Thursday. And those will be the second and third games of our triple header for you on Thursday. The opener will be D.C. Everest against Wausau West. That game scheduled for 5 o'clock. And then to follow will be the East Merrill doubleheader. Lumberjacks also scheduled to play Friday a non-conference game against Tomahawk right here. And then they finish up next week with three home games as well. Wisconsin Rapids on Tuesday. D.C. Everest comes here next Thursday, the 29th. And then Friday, May 30th, Marathon, a non-conference game for the final game of the regular season for the Lumberjacks before they begin tournament play on Tuesday, June 3rd. We'll take a timeout, come back, and get set for the starting lineups. And the first pitch is right around the corner. It's the Lumberjacks and the Splash Panthers coming up here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Are you afraid to upset someone for fear it'll set off a drinking bout? Do you make threats such as, if you don't stop drinking, I'll leave you? Do you feel there's no one who understands your problems? Al-Anon family groups are for relatives and friends who have been affected by a loved one's drinking. No one needs to continue suffering from the effects of someone else's drinking problem. There's anonymity, confidentiality, and safety in Al-Anon family groups. There's also understanding and support. And there's always hope, because people in Al-Anon have experienced the same kinds of fear and pain. Are you troubled by someone else's drinking? You might be surprised at what you could learn in an Al-Anon family group from people just like you. For more information, go to alanon.org or call 1-888-4-ALANON to find an Al-Anon meeting near you.
This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizzotti Field as we get set for the first pitch of tonight's game. Splash finishing up their infield here. Didn't get a chance to hook up here with Coach Heinrich. He was busy getting the field ready and putting a lot of work and a lot of time in on this field today to get it playable. But with all the rain we had yesterday and early this morning, I would imagine he would tell us that just what we talked about a little earlier, looking for a little consistency, inning to inning, at bat to at bat, and not having so many highs and lows, and try to be more even keel as you go through the game. And that would be a go a long way toward getting the Lumberjacks more consistent in the win-loss column as well. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for today's game. First of all, for Stevens Point, it will be John Barnes, who will play center field and lead off. He's a senior. Jake Slowinski, another senior, plays third base and will bat second. Cal Geezy is at first base, hitting third. He's a senior. Mitch Malik, another senior, will catch and bat cleanup. Andrew Ruzick, a junior, will play left field and hit fifth. Aaron Nickel is the pitcher, hitting sixth. Aaron Winch in right field, batting seventh. And Winch is a senior as well. Trevor Anderson, sophomore, will play shortstop and bat eighth. And Michael Frelick is at second base today, and Frelick will bat ninth. Frelick is another senior for head coach Craig Terpstra, assisted by Steve Pratt, Lucas Suhan, and Bill Blake. For the Lumberjacks, Jordan Heiding, a shortstop, will lead off. It'll be Willie Brand pitching today, batting second. Cam Gritzmacher is in right field. He will hit third. Ben Schubring, the first baseman, bats fourth. Ian Corbett is the DH. He will hit fifth. Luke Strick is at second base, batting sixth. Sam Romanski, the catcher, hits seventh. Bryce Widmark at third base, hitting eighth. And Eric Daniel is in center field, batting ninth. Brennan Becker playing left field. He is being DH'd for today by Ian Corbett. And the Lumberjacks are coached by Steve Heinrich, assisted by Scott Schubring and Rex Zemke. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part today by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. And also by the Bone and Joint Center. If you're injured, why wait until tomorrow when you can see an orthopedic specialist today? Welcome to the new Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. We'll take another break and get set for the first pitch. It's East and Stevens Point coming up. High school baseball on the way here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
Ugh, my elbow.
Tennis elbow? Bone and Joint Walk-In Care is the perfect match for bone, joint, and muscle strains. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
It's Memorial Day weekend and the official start of the grilling season. Are you going to settle for the teeny weenies and the bland burgers? Heck no! Treat your family to award-winning brats from Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Choose from chili cheese, mushroom and Swiss, chicken tequila, and other taste bud tantalizing flavors, all natural with no liquid smoke or chemical additives. Try Country Fresh Meats for your next lunch break, weekdays between 10 and 2. Country Fresh Meats, from their farm to yours, on the corner of 29 and J in Weston.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
All of us want to make a difference. As veterans, we committed to protect our country. We served and sacrificed for the things that mattered most. Those experiences shaped our lives. Now we're husbands, wives, parents, and friends. And sometimes we forget that the biggest challenge can be asking for support. The Veterans Crisis Line is here for veterans. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. It matters.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Torrizzani Field. Stevens Point finishing up their infield practice here. We're a bit behind because of the work they had to do to get the field ready to play, but we'll get going here in just a couple of minutes. And I can remind you again about everythinglumberjacks.com. If you're at a game, you can post your photos to everythinglumberjacks.com, hashtag Wausau East. You can also hear the play-by-play podcast, see game photos, visit everythinglumberjacks.com, and you can find that at our website as well, foxsportswausau.com. If we take a look at the rest of the schedule this week for high school baseball right here. Of course, tonight we still have DC Everest and Marshfield. That'll be the second half of our doubleheader. And then on Thursday, a triple header of baseball for you, starting with D.C. Everest at Wausau West. Pre-game show at 4:45, first pitch at 5 o'clock on Thursday. And that'll be followed by the Lumberjacks and Merrill in double header action from Merrill. I'll have both of those games for you on Thursday night. Then Friday, a non-conference doubleheader. D.C. Everest starts it off against Lakeland, 4:45 pregame show from Minocqua. And I'll have the Lumberjacks against Tomahawk right here at Jack Torrizzani Field as the second half of our doubleheader on Friday night. While we've got a couple of minutes, we can mention, of course, you've probably heard the news if you're a Lumberjack fan, that in the last couple of weeks, East was able to find and hire a girls basketball coach and a football coach, Tom Turtelow, coming back to Central Wisconsin to take over the East football program. Of course, he had a run of success with the Merrill Blue Jays a couple of years ago, and before going over to Rice Lake and coaching over there. So he is back, and he will take over the Lumberjack football team going into the fall. And Haley Houghton, Wausau East grad and a standout basketball player for Shirley Egner down at UW Stevens Point, was named the head girls basketball coach for the Lumberjacks a couple of weeks ago. And she is looking forward to the challenge of getting that Lumberjack girls basketball program built up and becoming an annual contender in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. So we wish both of them luck. We'll be talking to them down the road, of course. And here, the Lumberjack baseball team hoping to derail this Stevens Point Express tonight. The Spash Panthers are loaded. I believe at the last rankings they were ranked second in the state. But I tell you what, you would be hard-pressed to find another team in the state that is as strong top to bottom and can run out a pitching staff like this Stevens Point team can. And they will certainly be a factor heading into the tournament. They are not in this sectional. They are in a sectional in the eastern part of the state, along with teams from the Fox Valley. And Wisconsin Rapids is over there as well. I take that back. Actually, they are in with the western teams in the state, not over in the Fox Valley. They are over with the Eau Claire teams, along with Chippewa Falls and Hudson and Menominee, New Richmond and Rice Lake, River Falls, and then Superior is there, along with Wisconsin Rapids, Marshfield, from our area as well. So that's a very interesting sectional, and that seating meeting is tomorrow as well. The tournament starts June 3rd, but you got to believe that Spash, if you look at that, Spash will get the number one seed and a first-round bye in that sectional. All right, the coaches have met with the umpires, and we are set to go here. I believe we're going to go without a national anthem here and just get started. We played the national anthem earlier because the girls' softball team is playing behind us, and the Lumberjacks taking on Spash and hanging in there. It's a 3-1 Stevens Point in the third inning. Of course, Stevens Point perennially one of the stronger the area, if not the state as well. The Lumberjacks,
we are
that I've done games here up at Jack Torrizzani Field, there is no wind here today. The flag is hanging limp on the pole, and it is warm. So it's about time we got some weather like this, and apparently it looks like the weather's going to cooperate the rest of the week as well. As we get near the end of the season, just this week and next week in the regular season for high school baseball.
Fox Sports Radio.
Actually, twice as a starter. He started up at Northland Pines and threw a five-inning no-hitter against Northland Pines. Came back and pitched against Appleton North as a starter and didn't fare too well in that game. Some errors behind him as well, but certainly he will have his hands full here today with this Stevens Point lineup. And obviously for the Lumberjacks to pull the upset here, they've got to play tight defense first and foremost. Can't give this team extra outs. Can't walk the ballpark like you did down at Buchholz Park, and you got to get the offense going, scratch out some runs. First things, though, you got to keep Spash off the scoreboard here in the first inning, and we'll see if Willie Brand can do that as John Barnes is ready to stand in and lead things off. Sam Romanski is the catcher for the Lumberjacks defensively for East. It's Brennan Becker in left, Eric Daniel in center, Cam Gritzmacher in right. Bryce Widmark's at third. Jordan Heiding is the shortstop. Luke Strick at second base. And Ben Schubring, the first baseman. So Barnes will stand in. Left-handed hitter. Facing the left-handed throwing Willie Brand. And Willie's ready to work. Long look in. Now he gets the sign he wants. The wind and the pitch. Breaking ball drops it in there for a strike, and we're underway. And Barnes is in the hole, 0-1. Willie's curveball is working. He can be effective. Keep it down in the zone, and we'll see what happens. The wind and the 0-1 pitch. Fastball chopped foul right at the plate, and Brand quickly ahead, 0-2. Heiding and Strick playing in about halfway on the dirt. The ball is going to not travel fast. The infield grass is thick and still a bit mushy, especially up the middle infield. So the ball is not going to shoot through this infield quickly. Widmark's on the grass at third. Ben Schubring back at first for the left-handed hitting Barnes. The wind and the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Romanski dropped it, and he's going to have to throw it down to first, and he will. And Barnes is retired for the first out of the inning. And with one down, that'll bring up Jake Slowinski, the third baseman. So Brand with a couple of decent curveballs to Barnes to lead this game off and gets the strikeout. And Slowinski digs in. Tall right-handed batter. Spash is in black jerseys, gray pants today. First pitch, breaking ball outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. East is in their red jerseys, black and white trim, white pants with the red stripes. Brand ready to work. The 0-1 pitch. Another breaking ball chopped foul down the third baseline, and it's quickly 0-2. This is the first comfortable day we have had doing a game this season. Nothing in two to Slowinski. Brand ready. Here it comes. Fastball swung on and missed. He was late on the upstairs fastball. Two up, two down here in the first inning. And Cal Geezy, the first baseman, will come to the plate.
First baseman, number 19, Cal Geezy.
So Geezy will stand in, another left-handed hitter against the lefty, Willie Brand. Long look in, and Willie ready to work. Here it comes. Fastball, that's lined toward short, over the head of Heiding into left center field. Daniels got a charge. Becker picks it up and will get it back in, and it's a line single for Geezy with two down here in the first inning, and that'll bring up Mitch Malik, the catcher. Malik, a good stick. He had a booming double to the gap in the first game between these two teams. Actually should have had a home run. He had a long ball down the line that looked like it was clearly fair. The umpire, though, didn't agree and called it foul. So the next pitch, Malik hit for a double to the gap. Brand working, and the first pitch swung on and missed way out in front of a curveball, and it's 0-1. That pitch right there, if he can throw that consistently tonight, it's going to be a long night for these Spash hitters. Breaking ball that started about at the letters and broke down into the dirt. And Malik was way out in front of it. The 0-1 pitch, the stretch, and the pitch. Another breaking ball that stays inside. It was a little faster that time, maybe some sort of slider. A little harder than his normal curveball. It's 1-1 now. One ball, one strike. Here it comes. That's outside, and it's 2-1 now. Two down, one on. We're in the first. No score. Brand gets the sound he wants. And there goes Geezy. Here's the pitch. It's lifted, foul, and out of play. And the count now 2-2. Geezy got a good jump on Brand that time. if Malik wouldn't have fouled that one away. He had that base stolen. Two balls, two strikes. Going to have to get dry baseballs in here occasionally. This grass surrounding Jack Torrizzani Field still wet from all the rain as well. Geezy takes his lead. The stretch and a throw over. Brand nearly throws it away. Shubring digs it out at first base. Geezy didn't have that much of a lead right there. Brand came very close to balking as well. Two balls and two strikes to Mitch Malik. The stretch. Runner stays where he is. Breaking ball chopped. And Shubring is going to flip to Brand. He drops the ball and it's safe. And once again, Brand late getting over to first base. It was a little check swing roller between first and the mound. Shubring went to get it. And Brand didn't get over to first base to cover in time. And Malik reaches on an error. And just what we talked about, the giving of this Spash team extra outs. And now all of a sudden, instead of being out of the inning, you got to face the big hitter Ruzick with two men on. Ruzick hit a booming home run against East in the game down at Buchholz Park. Now we're going to get a courtesy runner for the catcher, Malik, and that's going to be Colin Dernan, who will run at first base for Malik. Ben Shubring went for that ball, and Brand did as well. Strick was coming in. Nobody really decided to cover first base in that situation. Shubring might have been better off just to stay home and let Brand field that. But it's water over the dam now, and now you got to face Ruzick here with two men on and two outs. Defense has been spotty for the Lumberjacks this season. Stretch by Brand, and they didn't change the signs. They're calling the pitches from second base. First pitch high and outside, and it's ball one. Runner at second base was calling that pitch. At least what he thought the pitch was going to be. It's 1-0. See if he does it again. Brand stretch calling the pitch again out at second base. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball. Ruzick fouls it out of play, and it's 1-1. One ball and one strike. If you don't change the signs with a runner at second base, the runner at second will just stand out there and signal the batter what's coming. And if you know as a batter that a curveball is coming, that makes your job so much easier. You got to go out there and change the signs with a runner at second base. One ball and one strike to Ruzick. Two men on, two outs, nobody, or no score so far. Nothing. But Smash threatening here in the first. The stretch. Now Brand steps off, throws to second. Strick grabs that one and throws. And the runner back. Still to come tonight, DC Everest baseball as they take on Marshfield on the road. Runners take their leads. Brand gets the sign he wants. The stretch and the pitch. That stays high, and it's 2-1 now. Two balls and one strike. Ruzick playing baseball, but his game is football. He's going to go to college and play football. Just like Trevor Anderson playing shortstop today for Spash. Obviously, his number one sport is basketball. Here's the pitch by Brand. Fastball. It's driven down the right field line, but it's going to curve foul, and it's going to drop out near the fence. It's a little bit late on that one, and it's a long foul ball on the count now, 2-2.
Count on Ruzick. Two balls, two strikes.
So let's see if Brand can get out of it here and make a pitch to Ruzick. You can hear the softball game going on behind us. Stevens Point has blown that game open in the third inning. They lead it 10-1 now, scoring seven times in that third inning. Stretch by Brand, the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, and Ruzick just got a piece of it. as Brand got that curveball down in the zone, and Ruzick was just able to get a piece of it to stay alive. 2-2 now. Got to have confidence in your catcher to throw a curveball in the dirt in this situation with runners on base. And two outs. Sam Romanski does a pretty good job of blocking balls back there. The stretch and the 2-2 pitch. Fastball, and it's lined back up the middle. Ruzick will drive in at least one. As the ball dies out there, Daniel charges, gets it in, and it's a RBI single for Ruzick. Brand gave in and threw a fastball right down the middle, and Ruzick didn't miss it. A line single up the middle and smashes on the board with an unearned run here in the first inning. So the air bites him immediately, and it's 1-0 Stevens Point on the RBI single by Andrew Ruzick. That'll bring up Aaron Nickel, today's starting pitcher for Spash. Well, I tell you what, in that situation, you know, it's a second guess, but Brand's best pitch is his curve. And the pitch. That's chopped toward third. Widmark stays down on it. He's going to go to first. The throw across is off the bag, but Schubrin grabs it and will tag out the runner, and the inning is over. But Spash gets one here, one run on a couple of hits. There was one error and two left. Score after a half inning of play. Stevens Point 1, East coming up. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Fox Sports!
And we're back here at Jack Torrizzani Field as we go to the bottom of the first inning. Lumberjacks trailing 1-0. Jordan Heiding will lead things off for East. Willie Brand and Cam Gritzmacher to also hit. Aaron Nickel, big strapping right-hander on the mound for Spash. Defensively for Stevens Point. In the outfield, Andrew Ruzick is in left. Center fielder is John Barnes. And in right, it's Aaron Winch. Third to first, Jake Slowinski, Trevor Anderson, Mike Fralick, and Cal Giese, and Mitch Malik behind the plate. Nickel threw an inning of scoreless relief the last time these two teams played. So the Lumberjacks give up an unearned run in the first inning and trail here 1-0, and Jordan Heiding will lead things off.
Jordan Heiding leading off, number 10, a shortstop.
Right-hander against right-hander here. And Nichols ready to work. The wind and the pitch. High inside fastball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. And the pitch. High fastball. Heiding went after it and didn't get it. It's 1-1. Nickel throws hard, and that fastball up by your shoulders looks pretty nice coming in there, but it's hard to catch up to. The 1-1 pitch, and Heiding's going to hit, shoot one to right field, and that is going to be caught out there. A diving catch in right field by Winch. Didn't think he was going to get that, but he laid out and makes the catch for the out. So Heiding gets a base hit taken away by a great play out in right field by Winch. And with one down and the bases empty, it'll bring up Willie Brand, the pitcher. Didn't look like Winch was going to get there, but he dove at the last moment. His elbow hit the ground as he gloved it. First pitch to Brand is outside. Ball one. 1-0. Brand had the only two hits the last time these two teams played. Only two hits for the Lumberjacks. Next pitch, and Brand swings and fouls it back to the screen, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. The wind, the 1-1 pitch. And that's chopped up the middle. Anderson's going to charge. Fields, the throw across is in time for the out. And there are two down. Two up, two down for the Lumberjacks in the first inning, and that'll bring up Cam Gritzmacher, the right fielder. Gritzmacher's been hitting the ball well.
Number 13, the right fielder now, batting for East.
I'd like to give your pitcher a little breather here. He just had a long inning on the hill, and now he had to run hard to first base. First pitch to Gritzmacher is inside, and it's 1-0. Breaking ball stayed up and in that time. One ball and no strikes. Nickel gets the sign he wants. Here it comes. Fastball. It's popped up on the infield. Anderson's got a beat on this one. Slides over towards second base and makes the catch. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for the Lumberjacks here in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Score after one complete remains. Stevens Point 1, and the Lumberjacks nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball. Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Clover Belt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference. Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Jack Torrizzani Field as we go to the top of the second inning. Stevens Point will have Aaron Winch, Trevor Anderson, and Mike Frelick scheduled to bat here against Willie Brand. Smash was able to get a couple of base hits in that first inning, but he should have been out of it. Failure to cover first base on a little chopper between first and the mound. And then Ruzick, Andrew Ruzick, with an RBI two-out single, driving in a run. Has given Stevens Point the lead, 1-0. So the left-handed hitting Aaron Winch stands in, just made a great catch out in right field, and he will lead things off here for the Panthers. Brand ready to work. Here it comes. Fastball rides outside. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. And the pitch. Took something off that one. It stayed upstairs. 2-0 now. Two and nothing. The wind and the pitch. That bounces off the plate, and it's 3-0 now. Brand had pretty good control in that first inning. In fact, maybe a little too good. That fastball to Ruzick was right down the pipe. Ruzick turned it right around and lined it to center field. 3-0 to Aaron Winch. And the pitch. That's ball four high. And Winch draws a four-pitch walk to lead off here in the second inning, and that'll bring up Trevor Anderson, the shortstop. Anderson taking a long look down at Coach Craig Terpstra, flashing signs down at the third base coach's box. See if they put something on here. Brand with the stretch. And a throw over to first, and the runner back standing up. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Stretch by Brand and the pitch. Fastball outside corner, and it's 1-0. One ball and no strikes. Excuse me, no balls and one strike. That caught the corner. Nothing in one. Brand the check at first. And the pitch. Fastball rides outside. 1-1 now. And a softball, foul ball soft from the softball game flies onto the field. Anderson retrieved that one in foul territory, and now he'll dig back in. Brand a long look in this time. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball, and that's fouled out of play over the Spash dugout. Didn't get much of that one. 1-2 now on Trevor Anderson. Anderson, the player of the year in the Wisconsin Valley Conference in boys basketball. Brand gets the sign he wants. The stretch. Now he throws over, runner back again. Aaron Winch with a leadoff walk. Takes his lead at first. He's got over there. Here's the pitch to Anderson. That's popped up down the right field line. It's hooking foul. Gritzmacher's going to come over. Can't get there. It's a foul ball. And the count will remain 1-2. Still to come tonight, D.C. Everest baseball, the Evergreens. Coming off a nice weekend, they beat East Friday and then swept a pair from Eau Claire Memorial on Saturday. They take on Marshfield tonight down at Jack Hackman Field in Marshfield. Winch takes his lead at first again. The count's still 1-2 on Trevor Anderson. Long look. Now the pitch. Breaking ball and Anderson lines that one foul and out of play. Those are just swings just to stay alive, and he's doing it. One ball, two strikes. Lumberjacks would like Brand to go deep in this game since they have two on Thursday against Merrill and also a game Friday against Tomahawk. Like to have Willie get it into the sixth at least here, if he can. A 1-2 pitch. That's fouled at the plate. And Anderson's still alive. Count remains 1-2. Luke Strick pitched the win over Wausau West on Thursday. Lumberjacks used Ben Schubring on Friday. Long look in. The stretch and the pitch. That's high, and it's 2-2. Michael Frelick is on deck, and then he'll be back to the top of the order for Spash if it gets to that point. East did turn a couple of double plays in that West, that win over West the other night. Going to be hard with the slow infield today to turn two balls. Going to have to be hit awfully hard. Here's the pitch by Brand. That's way high again. 3-2 now. Three balls and two strikes. Let's see if they decide to start the runner here with nobody out. The stretch. Runner goes, and the pitch way high again. It's ball four. He wasn't anywhere near the strike zone with those last two pitches. So back-to-back walks here to lead off the second inning. And it'll bring up Michael Frelick, the second baseman. You would think a bunt situation here with the number nine hitter up. But maybe if you're Spash, you have the lead early in the game, you want to go for a big crooked number, you'd maybe let Frelick hit away here. Let's see. Frelick Frelick digs in. Brand the stretch. Runners take their leads. Here's the pitch. He does square to bunt. Offers at it. Then fouled it away. Got a piece of it. Really wasn't squared that time. He was starting to run toward first base as he attempted to bunt that ball. And that's what you see a lot of players do when they bunt. They forget it's a sacrifice situation. You should stand there, square, stand there, and let the ball hit the bat. Don't start to run until the ball's on the ground. You're giving yourself up to move the runners. Instead, you see a lot of players start to run as they attempt to bunt it, and that's pretty tough. Now he squares and offers again. It's in the dirt. The runner goes to throw to third, not in time. And Winch is able to go to third on the ball in the dirt. Anderson stayed at first. It's an 0-2 count on Michael Frelick as he missed both bunt attempts. But now he hits with runners at the corners and nobody out. Brand looks in. Gets the sign he wants. And the pitch. Fastball high and outside. And right now, Willie Brandt can't find the strike zone with his fastball. He's way up with it. One ball and two strikes to Michael Frelick. Runners take their leads. And the pitch. And that is popped up, but it's foul, and it is going to be out of play. And the count remains 1-2. Runners dig in. Hitter digs in, and we're ready to go. 1-2 the count. Brand would love to get a strikeout right here if he can. Here it comes. That stays high and outside. Took something off that one. And it's 2-2. The other thing what it does here, long inning, lots of foul balls, lots of pitches, walks. Your defense starts to lose focus out there as well. And the pitch. And he lays off again, and that's high again. Two-two now. We're in the second inning. Stevens Point leading 1-0, but threatening for more here. Runners at the corners and nobody out. Runner goes. Pitches hit foul down the third baseline. I think Anderson has good speed. Wondering why he hasn't gone before this, but... Count is full. I added 2-2. It's 3-2 to Frelick. The stretch. Runner stays where he is this time, and the ball is high. And it's another walk. Three consecutive walks here in the inning have loaded the bases, and Steve Heinrich's going to take a stroll to the mound here. Obviously not happy. And we're seeing a replay of what happened in the game down at Stevens Point. Wassey's pitchers walked 8 in that game and hit 3. And that was a big part as to what happened in that game. Runners on base when the big boys got their big hits. An animated discussion going on the mound right now. And the top of the order will come to the plate. John Barnes, who struck out his first time up, but now hits with the bases loaded and nobody out. Widmark and Schubering will play in at the corners, and Strick and Heiding will play back up the middle to try to get an out anywhere at this point. And Barnes will dig in. Brand will work out of the windup here with the bases loaded. And the first pitch is lined to center field, playable for Daniel. Runner's going to tag. Winch is going to come in. Here comes the throw, and it is cut off. And the run will score, but they do trade it out for a run on a sack fly from John Barnes to center field. And there's one down with a run in. It's 2-0 Stevens Point. Runner still at first and second, but now one out for Jake Slowinski, the third baseman who struck out his first time up. Brand, a long look in, and we'll work out of the stretch. Runners take their leads. Here's the pitch. Little roller down third base, and that's going to go foul. And it's a strike 0-1 on Slowinski.
On the first pitch, Jake Slowinski grounds foul on the third base.
Tomorrow, as we mentioned during the pregame talk, that the coaches will get together, coaches meeting at DC Everest, and the seeds will be decided for the tournament. First round of the regional is June 3rd. Top four teams will get byes. These two teams are in separate regionals. Nothing in one to Jake Slowinski. And the pitch. That's lifted in the air to right center field. Daniel going back on the run. Is he going to get there? No, it's going to drop out there between Daniel and Gritzmacher. One run will score. Anderson stopped at second base. He didn't pick up his coach now. Craig Terpstra's not happy about that. He should be at third base. But another run in on the RBI single by Slowinski. It was a long fly ball to the gap in right center field. Actually, that was Frelick who stopped at second base. Anderson was the runner who scored. So Frelick's at second. Slowinski at first for Cal Geezy. One down. Runner still at first and second. It's 3-0 Spash. Stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Romanski. And it's 1-0. One down. Runners at first and second. Two runs in here in the second inning. Oh, they had him picked off. You got to throw it right away, though. He would have turned and fired right away as Heiding slid in there. They might have had him. Frelick was flat-footed there as Heiding slid in behind second base. That's a play where you really got to have the timing down to make it work. Stretch and the pitch. That drops in there on the inside corner. 1-1 the count on Cal Geezy. He singled and scored back in the first inning. Now Heiding slides in there again. And the pitch in the dirt. And that Romanski lost it. It went off the umpire. And by the time Romanski picked it up, the runners had advanced. Wild pitch puts the runners on second and third now. So obviously that takes the ground ball double play out of the equation. And it's a 2-1 count on Cal Geezy. And the pitch. Fastball chopped towards second. Strick bobbled it for a moment, recovers, and will throw him out at first base. The run does score. An RBI ground out for Geezy as Frelick comes in to score. And with two down now and a runner at third, it'll be Mitch Malik, the catcher. He reached on an error his first time up. As the sun is poking through, it is actually a very nice day here. Very comfortable. Brand working out of the windup now with a runner at third. And in the dirt, blocked again by Romanski. It's 1-0.
For the Panthers, Mitch Malik, the catcher number 21.
One ball and no strikes. The wind and the pitch. Breaking ball once again down in the dirt. Blocked by Romanski again. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Lumberjacks trying to get out of it here with no further damage. That's grounded toward second. Strick slides over, makes the play, and throws him out, and the inning is over. But Smash comes up with three runs in the inning. All three of the players who walked scored. Three runs on just one hit, and there were no errors, and one man left. And four after 1.5 innings of play. Stevens point four and East nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
This is Race Day on Fox, the fastest 2 hours in motorsports.
I want to hear from you, the race fans out there.
With Rob D'Amico.
Gary Hill is our guest. Obviously, you've taken very special moments in racing and converted that onto, you know, a canvas. Talk about that a little bit.
I grew up going to races. I literally do not remember life without a race car. And in the 70s, the passion was so great that I pursued a racing career. But like so many people in motorsports, all of us wanted to be race car drivers, but we can't all be race car drivers, so we get slotted in the sport in other ways. I always have some artistic talent, and I put that talent together with my love of motorsports, and for 30 years I've been able to make a career out of it, and it's been a blessing.
Race Day on Fox.
Start your engine!
All the time with Rob D'Amico.
Sunday mornings at 6 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
We are Fox.
And we're back here at Jack Torrizzani Field as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Lumberjacks trailing now 4-0. It'll be Ben Schubring, Ian Corbett, and Luke Strick to hit here in the second. We talked earlier about what East needed to do to stay in this game tonight, and they haven't done it yet. An error allowed a run to score in the first, and then three walks in the second inning, all scored. First pitch from Nickel to Schubring is high and tight, and it's 1-0.
On the first pitch. From
the wind in the pitch, there's a fastball at the letters for a strike, and it's 1-1. One ball and one strike. Here it comes. That's hit on the ground towards short. Anderson will field. The long throw across is low, and Giese can't come up with it. And Schubring will reach.
Schubring reaches on the error.
Throwing error charge to Trevor Anderson, although he had to go over and make a long throw. It was low. I think a good throw has him. So Schubring reaches, and that'll bring up Ian Corbett, the DH. Corbett hitting for left fielder Brennan Becker here today. Nickel. The stretch, the check, and the pitch. Fastball low and outside, and it's 1-0. Schubring not much of a lead at first. Next pitch, and Corbett is going to foul that one off his leg at the plate. And it's 1-1. Stevens Point girls softball team just finished up a 10-run rule win over the Lumberjacks right next door here. Close game until the third inning when Spash broke it open. The stretch and the 1-1 pitch. Corbett lays off, and it's a strike at the knees on the inside part of the plate. Good pitch right there by Nickel, and it's 1-2. Not much Corbett could do with that one.
Go, Pops. What do you say, one? Come on, kid.
A 1-2 count. Here it comes. Another breaking ball in the dirt this time. Corbett lays off. Malik blocks it, keeping Schubring at first. And the count even, 2-2. The stretch and the 2-2 pitch. High pitch, and he swung at it. It's in foul ground. Giese's got room. No, it goes out of play. And Corbett stays alive. He swung at a ball out of the zone. And the ball just over the fence down the first base side. Count remains 2-2.
Corbett, two balls, two strikes.
2-2.
Two.
The stretch by Nickel and the pitch. Fastball just misses. A little bit low. And the count out full, 3-2. And the pitch. And ball four. So Corbett draws a walk, and the Lumberjacks have their first two men on here in the second inning. They trail it 4-0. And Luke Strick will come to the plate. Strick playing second base today. He'll play a little third. He'll play a little second. And, of course, East's number one pitcher as well. Runners take their leads. Nickel out of the stretch. And the first pitch to Strick. Thought about scoring the bunt. Took a strike. And it's 0-1. That pulls Geezy in on the grass. Lumberjacks maybe trying to get a couple of runners in scoring position. Dump in a hit and cut this deficit in half if they can. Stretch, and Strick does square to bunt, pops it up though. The catch made, the throw to second in time, double play. And just like that, whatever rally the Lumberjacks hope to get here in the inning is probably not going to happen with two outs as Strick pops up the bunt right to the pitcher, Nickel, who turned and doubled Schubring off second base. Corbett is still at first, but now there are two down. And the first pitch to Sam Romanski is inside, ball one. Two down, runner at first. Just like that, a promising inning is short-circuited by the popped-up bunt in the double play. Next pitch to Romanski, he hits it in the air, but foul down the left field line. Turned on that one, and it's 1-1. Corbett takes his lead at first. Nickel ready to work. Here it comes. That's high, and it's 2-1 now. It takes something off the fastball that time. The stretch and the 2-1 pitch. Fastball, Romanski couldn't lay off it. It was upstairs, and he foul tipped it into Malik's glove. 2-2 now.
Count even at 2-2.
Corbett with his lead. And here it comes. Fastball low and outside, and the count now full to Sam Romanski. Corbett will get a head start here. 3-2, two outs. See if Romanski can find a gap here. Here it comes, and he chops it toward third on the ground. Throw across is going to be in time for the out, and the inning is over. So what started well for the Lumberjacks doesn't finish that way here in the second inning. For East, no runs, no hits, one error, and one left. And the score after two complete remains, Stevens Point 4, East nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Get a radio fix on this.
This is JT the Brick with Tom Looney.
Here we go now!
Most parents around the country would love to kick their kids out of the house in the summertime, especially in Detroit, and say, there's an empty lot. Bring 8 or 9 of your friends and start playing baseball in the inner city of Detroit. It's only going to help kids become more athletic and meet more friends.
This is JT the Brick with Tom Looney.
Yeah, boy!
Weekday afternoons at 5 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Jack Torrizzani Field. The sun is shining. The weather is warm, but the Lumberjacks are down here 4-0 as Spash will come to bat here in the third inning. Andrew Ruzick, Aaron Nickel, and Aaron Winch scheduled to hit against Willie Brand out for his third inning of work. Continuing his warm-up pitches, a reminder once again, D.C. Everest baseball still to come tonight. The Evergreens playing at Marshfield, and we'll have it for you as soon as we're done here. Thursday, it's a triple header of baseball action right here, starting with Everest and West. That's the early game, and then East playing a double header at Merrill. We'll have all of the games for you right here on your home for East and Everest Sports, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And Ruzick will stand in. He had an RBI single back in the first inning. And the first pitch from Brand, he bounces that one in front of the plate. It's 1-0. Nothing in one to the Big Spanish left fielder. Make that 1-0. Pardon me, 1-0. Next pitch, inside, 2-0 now. 2 balls and no strikes. Widmark's got a pair of sunglasses on now as that sun is really in the eyes of the third baseman. I don't know if Becker has him on. Doesn't look like it out in left field. Here's the pitch by Brand, and that's lined to the gap in left center. That's trouble. Daniel's going to have to chase that one down to the fence. Ruzick rounds first, and he will have at least a double. And he'll stop his second as the throw comes back in. Ruzick has been able to handle Willie Brand's fastball here this afternoon. A couple of hits. And Aaron Nickel will bat now with nobody out and a runner at second. Nickel grounded third his first time up. Brand works out of the stretch. Now he winds and throws to second, and Ruzick dives back in. Panthers unbeaten in the Valley Conference, 9-0, 16-2 overall. Here's the pitch by Brand, breaking ball, dropped it in there nicely, and it's 0-1 to Aaron Nickel. Breeze picking up a little bit now, and it's blowing in today. There was absolutely no wind when we started this game. Next pitch, breaking ball in the dirt again. Romanski blocks it, and it's 1-1. One ball and no strikes. The stretch by Brand, the check. And the pitch. Check swing, foul. Nickel couldn't hold, got a piece of it, and it's 1-2 now. Ruzick takes his lead at second. Brand checks it. Long look in. Now he's ready. The stretch. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. That's lined into right field. Pitchmacher's coming out. He won't get that one. It's in for a base hit. And they're going to hold Ruzick at third. As the throw comes back in, it's a single for Nickel. And now Spash with runners at the corners and nobody out. And we're going to get a courtesy runner for the pitcher. And that is T.J. Schrenk, who will run at first base for Nickel. So with runners at the corners and nobody out, Aaron Winch will stand in. He walked and scored back in the second inning. One of three walks that ended up scoring in that second inning. Schrank takes his lead at first. Ruzick is off at third. Brand with the stretch. And the pitch. Fastball fouled out of play. And it's 0-1. East Baseball brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Nothing in one, the count. And the pitch. Breaking ball just missed inside. And it's 1-1. Good spot for that pitch. Even if it's a strike, there wasn't much Winch could do with that one. In on his hands, tried to get it to come back and catch the corner. It didn't do it. 1-1. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. He got a high one past him, and it's 1-2. Flashing signs is Coach Terpstra. Let's see if they start the runner here at first. Schrank takes his lead. Out time called at the plate by Winch. We're in the third inning, Stevens Point leading 4-0 and threatening for more here with nobody out and runners at the corners. The stretch and the pitch. Swung on and missed. He got him. Big out right there as Winch couldn't get one on the outside part of the plate. Now with one down and runners at the corners, Trevor Anderson will stand in. He walked and scored his first time up. Runner takes his lead at first. And the pitch. Way high and outside. 1-0. One ball and no strikes. And the pitch. That's grounded toward third. Widmark up with it to second for one. The relay by Strick is in time. Double play. And the inning is over. So the Lumberjacks able to work out of it. Runners at the corners with nobody out. And they get out of it with no runs, two hits, no errors, and nobody left. And the score, after 2.5 innings of play, remains Stevens Point 4 and East nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizzani Field. Let's see if that defensive end of that inning gives East a little bit of a lift here offensively as Bryce Widmark will stand in to face Aaron Nickel here in the third. And he takes a strike, 0-1. Two hits to lead off the inning for Smash there in the third, but then a strikeout and a double play, and around the horn double play gets him out of it. The wind in the 0-1 pitch to Widmark. Swung on and missed. He chased one in the dirt. He's in the hole, 0-2. He's still looking for their first hit here this afternoon. They have Hershubring reached on an error and Corbett walked. But no hits as of yet. Here's the pitch. Widmark lays off a high fastball there, and it's 1-2 now. Nickel. The wind and the pitch. Breaking ball. Widmark swings and misses and strikes out for the first down of the inning. One down, and that'll bring up Eric Daniel, the center fielder.
Number center fielder, number two.
Daniel will hit for the first time here today. The wind and the pitch. Swung on and missed. Didn't catch up to a high fastball there, and it's 0-1. Nothing in one. Next pitch is a fastball strike, and Daniel's in the hole, 0-2. The 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, that just misses, and it's 1-2 now. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference, explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. The wind and the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Curveball, and Daniel is gone, and there are two down here in the third inning. Real tight, hard, almost like a slider there. Got Daniel. Couldn't check his swing. And with two down, the top of the order, Jordan Heiding will stand in.
This is Jordan Heiding, number 10.
Heiding lined out to right field, a diving catch by Aaron Winch back in the first inning. First pitch to Heiding, foul back. And it's 0-1. Nothing in one to the Lumberjack shortstop. And the pitch. Fastball 1-1 now. The 1-1 pitch. Nice hard curveball there, in for a strike. And it's 1-2. And the pitch. Another breaking ball, and Heiding swings and misses. And three strikeouts here in the third inning for the Lumberjacks. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Score after three complete remains. Stevens Point 4 and the East nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
We are Fox Sports!
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizani Field as we go to the top of the fourth inning. East trailing 4-0, and Michael Frelick will lead things off for Spash here. Frelick, and then the top of the order, John Barnes and Jake Slowinski against Willie Brandt.
Mike Frelick leading off, second baseman.
Frelick walked and scored back in the second. Brandt has given up hits in every inning, 5 hits, also 3 walks. First pitch to Frelick, swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. Long look in this time. Now time called at the plate. Nothing in one. Frelick digs back in. Brand ready to work. And the pitch. Breaking ball, chop foul down the third base side. And quickly, Brand ahead here, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Long look in again. Now Brand ready to throw. Here it comes. Half fastball way high. And it's 1-2. When you throw a waste pitch 0-2, you want to at least give the guy an idea of maybe trying to chase it. Throw a pitch that high and outside, there's no way any hitter is going to swing at that. So it really is a waste pitch. 1-2 now. Breaking ball hit up the middle. Heiding will charge, make the play. The throw across is in time for the out. And there's one down here in the fourth inning. That'll bring up John Barnes, the center fielder. Barnes has struck out. He also has a sacrifice fly. Drove in a run back in the second.
Next up, John Barnes, center fielder, number one.
Wind picks up a bit. Still blowing in, though, from right field. Wide by Brandon, the pitch low and outside, and it's 1-0. East Baseball brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. Proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. The wind by Brandon, the pitch. Fastball misses outside. It's 2-0 now. Everest Baseball on the way. The Evergreens and the Marshfield Tigers coming up as the second half of our doubleheader right here. Brand ready. Here it comes. That's grounded back up the middle. Brand can't make the play, and that's going to get through into center field for a base hit. A ground single for Barnes with one out here in the fourth inning. And that'll bring up Jake Slowinski, the third baseman. Slowinski struck out. He also singled. Barnes has got good speed, so you got to believe that Spanish will try to get him down to second base if they can. He takes his lead. Brand throws over, and Barnes back in, standing up. The stretch by Brand, and the pitch. There goes Barnes. They're not going to wait. Throw down is not going to be in time. Romanski had to dig that one out of the dirt, and then I don't think he had a good grip on the ball as he threw it. It bounced just past the mound. So a stolen base for John Barnes here. And Slowinski has an RBI opportunity here. Count is 1-0. Top of the fourth inning, 4-0, Stevens Point. They had a chance to add to it last inning, but he's got a strikeout and an around-the-horn double play. That ended that threat. See if they can work out of it here. Stretch by Brand, and the pitch. Breaking ball inside. 2-0 now to Slowinski. The meat of the order, Giese, Malik, and Ruzic. Still to come here. Runner takes his lead, and the pitch. That's inside again, and it's 3-0 now. Brand hasn't walked anybody since Frelick back in the second inning. But he's in danger here. First base is open. Stretch by Brand, and the pitch. That's ball four upstairs. And it'll put runners at first and second with one out. Does set up the force and set up the double play. And Cal Giese will stand in. He singled and scored back in the first. He also had an RBI ground out in the second. Runners take their leads. Brand, a long look in as the left-handed hitting Giese digs in. First pitch is in there for a strike. Good pitch outside part of the plate at the knees, and it's 0-1. Nothing in one to the big smash first baseman. And the pitch. Fastball stays upstairs, and it's 1-1 now. Runners with their leads, and the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Romanski, keeping the runners right where they are. 2-1 now. Barnes the runner at second, Slowinski the runner at first, one out. 2-1 count on Cal Giese, the stretch. And the pitch. Fastball, strike. Inside corner, just below the letters, and it's 2-2 now. Hiding shaded up the middle, holding the runner at second. And the pitch. Breaking ball, strike three, called. He dropped it in there, and Giese is caught looking for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up Mitch Malik. Well, you got one tough hitter, but you got another one right here. Malik has reached on an error and grounded his second, but he's a tough out usually. So let's see if Brand can get out of this inning here without any damage. Runners at first and second, two down now. Stretch and the pitch to Malik. Fastball, that's lined up the middle. Base hit. He got a fastball up. That'll score one. And it's 5-0. Stevens Point. Tried to get a fastball past Malik upstairs. And that's like red meat in front of a mountain lion. He jumped all over it. Drives in Barnes from second base. Slowinski stops at second. And there are two down with runners still at first and second now, but a run in. And Andrew Ruzick will come to the plate.
That's the fifth run now for
Ruzick as an RBI single. He also doubled.
Brings up Andrew Ruzick, the left fielder, number 17.
A couple of hits for Ruzick. Now we get a courtesy runner for the catcher, and that is... Get a number on that. Is it 20 or 26? It's 20. That's Colin Dernan running again for Malik at first base. Center field. Runner is going to advance. Daniel might have a play. There's a throw. It's not in time. Runner goes to second, and they give up two bases on that. Brand turned and threw, thinking somebody was there, and there was nobody there. So that's an error on Willie Brand on the throw. So now runners, two runners in scoring position for Ruzick. Brand will throw out of the windup here. Runners take their leads. And the wind and the pitch. Breaking ball dropped it in there, and it's a strike, 0-1. Nothing in one, the count on Ruzick. Now a balk called on Brand, and that'll cost him a run. Nobody flinched or what he did. I was looking at the hitter. He started his motion and stopped, and so the balk is called, and a run will score. Slowinski will come in. Malik moves, or make that Dernan, the courtesy runner, moves to third. And it's 6-0, Stevens Point. The pitch, fastball, that's driven in the gap to left center field. No one's getting that one. And another run will score. Ruzick continues to rip Lumberjack pitching. And he's got his second double and third hit of the evening. And it is now 7-0. And that may be all for Willie Brand here in the fourth inning. Ruzick with three hits, including two doubles to the gap in left center. I believe we are going to see a pitching change here, and Steve Heinrich talking to his pitcher and catcher out there. Or are they going to leave him in to try to get out of the inning and save the bullpen for later in the week? East has a doubleheader on Thursday and another game on Friday. And the weather looks like it's going to cooperate, so you're not talking about rainouts. You're going to need pitching later in the week. No, but they are going to make a change. So while that happens, we'll take a break and come back with more. Smash in control right now. They lead it 7-0. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan CCU, and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates, and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizzani Field, and a pitching change for the Lumberjacks. Eric Daniel is going to pitch. And I believe this is his second appearance on the mound this year. He pitched an inning in one of the games with Marshfield that they played earlier in the year. Gave up a hit. Didn't give up any runs. He moves in from center field. Willie Brand will go out to left and move Brennan Becker out to center field here. And while Daniel takes his warm-up tosses, I can remind you that East Baseball is brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporter of local high school sports. Wishing all of the Erie athletes a successful season. Also by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with a full line of funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home. Supporting Lumberjack Sports. So Aaron Nickel, the Spash pitcher, will come to the plate here to face Eric Daniel with Ruzick at second. Nickel has grounded at third and single in two at-bats. The stretch by Daniel and the first pitch to Nickel is upstairs, ball one. One ball, no strikes. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. He went after a high one and didn't get it. It's 1-1. Big hack by Nickel right there. Two down, runner at second. Three runs in here in the inning. The stretch and the pitch. Swung on and missed. He went downstairs with that one, down by the knees, and tied Nickel up a little bit. It's 1-2 now. He is taking a big cut, though. If he gets a hold of one, it's going to go. The stretch and the pitch. Took something off that one. Nickel just got a piece of that, stayed alive, fouled it back to the screen. One ball and two strikes. The stretch by Daniel and the pitch. That's outside. It's 2-2 now. Nickel digs in. Runner takes his lead at second. Daniel, a long look, gets the sign he wants. The 2-2 pitch. He overthrew that one. It's in the dirt. Romanski can't find it, and Ruzick's going to advance to third. On the wild pitch. Romanski got a piece of that one, but it rolled behind his feet, and he couldn't find it. That allows Ruzick to move up. Count is full to Aaron Nickel. The stretch and the pitch. That's chopped toward third. Widmark up with it. The throw across is going to be in time for the out, and the inning is over. Butts Bash gets three runs here in the fourth inning. On a couple of hits, there was an error and one man left. And the score after three and a half now, it's Bash 7 and East nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.